I suppose, Dermot, first of all, what's it been like over the last number of weeks? Because there's been a bit of a gap since the semi-final to the final. How's preparations been for you?
We're fortunate enough. I've seen that both players have been involved in their clubs. They've all had big cup finals for their clubs over the last 3 or 4 weeks. We managed to squeeze in 7 or 8 sessions as well, which apart from maybe 2 or 3 boys that were working during the week, must have Tuesday session. But they would have been all there for the Friday session. So myself and Paul are happy enough with the way preparations have gone.
What about players carrying injuries? How are you fixed on that front, Dermot?
Yeah, most of them seem to be 100%. There's 1 or 2 boys that have been out for a while, but you know they've worked their way back to full fitness. I suppose the worry would be that, especially maybe Shane Canning and Virgil Harkin, who haven't played matches in a while, the worry would be with a lack of match practice. But you know the general fitness is good, so we'll assess it again in the morning before we name the team and take it from there.
Yeah. Well, what about the opposition then? Clare will be a formidable force, I'm sure, another well-seasoned side in this competition, Dermot.
Yeah, the Clare League, like ourselves, take the competition very seriously. You know, as I said, they won the competition last year. They're defending champions. 2 years ago when we won it, we beat them in the quarter-final in a very tight game in McGinn Park, 1-0. And the previous year, they were beaten in the final as well. So, you know, like ourselves, you know, for the last 5 years, we've been in the semi-final and we've had, this is our third appearance in the final. So both leagues have been thereabouts.
Now, how's your side evolved over the 5 years? Obviously, there's been changes every season since you started that great run of making it to the semi-finals. But if we go back to 2015, what's the comparison in the squad compared to a couple of years ago that won it and the side that's going to the final tomorrow?
Yeah, as you said, we've tried to freshen it up every year. We've taken 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 new players into the squad. But still, I was just checking out there last week, and from the first appearance in the final in 2013, when we lost down in Talca Park, we have 9 or 10 players still involved. So that gives us great continuity, great experience. And, you know, most of the players have been involved at this level before, so they know what to expect.
Yeah. What about your run to this year's final? Was there any worrying times on the way to the decider for you, Dermot?
Yeah, well, I think overall maybe our form has been patchy, to say the least. Actually, you know, in our opening game against Sligo, we were very, very good in the first half, 3-0 up, and really didn't play in the second half. But we won 3-1 that day. The second game against Donegal was typical local derby. There was nothing in it. I'd say Donegal would feel aggrieved that we, for the second year in a row, we scored a late winner to win that game 2-1. Then we were losing 2-1 against Gavin Mullen at home in our final group game, but we were excellent in the second half and ran out 7-3 winners. I thought we were fairly comfortable against Roscommon in a 2-1 win. And I have to be honest, I think we got the rub of the green in the semi-final against Limerick. We were 1-0 down and equalised with virtually the last kick of the game before we went on to win on penalties. So as you can see, Yachin, it's sort of been an up and down campaign this year. We haven't maybe had the consistency that we would have had in previous seasons.
Yeah, but anything can happen on final day, and you're looking to make home advantage count tomorrow, and you're asking, I suppose, anybody that's interested in football, not just in Inishowen but across the Northwest, to come out and get behind the Inishowen League once again.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it should be a good game. I think it's contrasting styles. You know, we like to play the ball on the ground, nice and quick, to high tempo, whereas Clare tend to get the ball forward to their number 9 Owen Hayes a lot quicker and play from the front then. So it'll be important that our midfielders and our centre-backs in particular are alert to the second ball, and we'll be picking up as much as we can. But hoping for a big crowd tomorrow for a 12 o'clock kick-off, and hopefully the rain dries up.
Yeah, hopefully it dries up, and I suppose hopefully as well you would like to get the game done and dusted within in the 90 minutes and sort of avoid extra time and what could come after that, Dermot.
Well, you have to prepare for the whole lot. I mean, sometimes you don't have any control of that. Ideally, it'd be nice to win in 90 minutes, but I don't care really what way we win, as long as we can get it over the line.
Yeah. Well, listen, Dermot, from everyone here at Highland, we wish you all the best of luck once again, and we're all behind you, and fingers crossed you'll lift that trophy for a second time tomorrow afternoon.